Saskatoon. Saskatoon police were called to a number of incidents over the weekend involving youth and weapons. At about 7 p.m., on September 22, patrol officers were called to a park near the 1300 block of Kensington Boulevard. It was reported that a group of approximately 20 male youth were fighting with one another, while using bats and clubs. When police arrived, they found two large groups arguing in a parking lot. The two parties, who were in their 30s, were known to each other and some were suffering from minor injuries. Paramedics arrived to provide treatment on scene. Police seized various sticks, pipes and a bat. No charges were laid. At approximately 4:15 p.m., on September 23, members on patrol were dispatched to 20th Street West and Avenue Q South for a report of an injured person. Police located the victim at a nearby hospital. He reported having been beaten and robbed of his backpack by 15 to 20 kids and teens while crossing the street. No weapons were used and no arrests were made. Some of the suspects and victim are known to each other. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. At around 10:30 p.m. on September 23, police responded to a bear spray incident in a park near Rosewood Drive and Ham Crescent. Reports indicated that a party at a residence in the 2100 block of Rosewood Drive migrated into the park where approximately 200 to 300 youth gathered. A 15-year-old female reported having been bear sprayed by another female youth in the park. The victim was believed to be under the influence of an intoxicant at the time. The victim and suspect are believed to be known to one another. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. At approximately 4:14 p.m., September 24, patrol officers were called to the 100 block of St. Paul's Place for reports of multiple kids carrying bear spray, machetes and possibly a gun. The individuals were said to have fled in a vehicle, prior to police arriving. A broken window was found in the townhouse that appeared to have been recently bear sprayed. Officers located one suspect who was found to have entered a neighboring suite without permission. The 16-year-old was in possession of bear spray and was taken into custody without incident. He was charged with possession of a dangerous weapon and unauthorized possession of a weapon. Further charges are pending as the investigation continues. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_Escatoday Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep local news a touch away by bookmarking Saskatoday. SAW's homepage at this link. Click to bookmark our crime, cops and court section. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites.